True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The game. It's time to go behind enemy lines. We're bringing you all the intel for the Falcons opposition.
I guess he didn't read scout report.
Only on Dukes and Bell.
Let's go behind enemy lines. We do this each and every week. This week's opponent, obviously, the Minnesota Vikings. Sunday Night Football. And Alec Lewis, who covers the Vikings for The Athletic, is joining us here on Dukes and Bell. Alec, first and foremost, everybody's talking about the win last week, and it was impressive, no doubt. Fourth quarter, I thought J.J. McCarthy did not look good in the first three quarters, but obviously the fourth quarter, when it mattered, he stepped his game up. What are people saying up there? Is there a new love fest for J.J. McCarthy? How do people feel about where this team is and what the potential of it is?
Yeah, first, thanks, guys, for having me. I'm from Birmingham, so I've known 92.9 for a long time. Pumped to be
cool.
Here. I would say, you asked if there's a new love fest. I wouldn't say that. I think it's just a further continuation of a love fest that has ensued from the time that the Vikings drafted J.J., a couple picks after the Falcons drafted Michael Penix. Like, this town, for years, for decades, really, I mean, definitely since Brett Favre was here, but even going back further, has wanted a guy at that position, like every town who has an NFL team probably does. And their belief, knowing that Kevin O'Connell orchestrated the process that ended up drafting this guy, gives people here a confidence and a passion and excitement. And then to see J.J. respond the way he did and the team respond the way it did from the first three quarters Monday night just kind of keeps, I think, the belief, the passion, the excitement and everything alive. But it'll be interesting just over the course of the season, definitely Sunday night, to see if the offense can find more of a rhythm early in the game. Because if they don't, I mean, it is just going to become more and more complicated to maintain, I think, the positive vibe that everyone here has.
And that's the thing. As Falcon fans, we're saying, man, that'll be great. He'll be looking in the mirror going, I'm not that guy. But now he's got the confidence. And we saw Justin Jefferson's comments, the coach getting the game ball. Seems like some real juice. How banged up are the Vikings? Talk about the injuries right now. If there's, we know the suspension for Addison. What's going on the defensive side?
Yeah, very banged up. Much more than they've been in two of the last 3 years where they won double-digit games. So it was going into the year, it was a big conversation point of like, okay, you know, this team is so talented, but they have a lot of older veterans. Can they be durable? The biggest absences for Sunday night, I'll probably start with left tackle Christian Darrisaw, who's going to be out for the game. He's still rehabbing and returning from a torn ACL from last year in week 8, and he is an all-pro player. His replacement, Justin School, is a former Buck who really struggled Monday night in Chicago. So can he protect against James Pierce and Jalen Walker and Arnold Ebukite and Leonard Floyd? Like, that's an interesting question for me. Beyond Christian Darrisaw on the defensive side, Blake Cashman has been the green dot middle linebacker, phenomenal player the last, really, since he arrived at the beginning of last year. he has a hamstring injury, so Eric Wilson, the veteran, is going to replace him. And then you got some questions, like, at other spots. Harrison Smith, who has played for 40,000 years, it still is a key part of the communication side for defense. He's questionable going into the game, has been dealing with a little personal health thing. And then there are a couple other spots, but I'd say, I mean, the positive on the health side for Minnesota is Ryan Kelly, the starting center, veteran, looks like he's going to give it a go, has dealt with the toe injury but practiced today. So, yeah, it'll be kind of the most curious spot for me is, can the Vikings hold up at left tackle, and can they really hold up off with the offensive line with all of the looks that Raheem and Jeff Ulbrich look to be throwing at quarterbacks right now?
That is good news for Falcon fans. We've been dealing with our own offensive line issues at right tackle, but certainly left tackle, a much bigger deal as we're going behind enemy lines. Alec, let me ask you about your head coach. We asked Ra. He joins us every week on this show, and he was talking about his relationship with Kevin and how they won a Super Bowl together with the Rams, and he was just saying, you know, he's a class guy. What is it about him? Because I said he's a quarterback whisperer. Every quarterback he's with has been great, including Kirk Cousins. He helped Kirk become a better quarterback. What is it about Kevin O'Connell?
Yeah, I mean, look, the first thing I would say is the quarterback whisperer thing for me is a little – maybe I'm, like, more grizzled. Like, I mean, look, they do a phenomenal job with quarterbacks, but it's not some crazy secret sauce other than just being so detail-oriented to the way they coach that position. And I think, like, I guess if that makes you a whisperer, that is, for me, more of a reflection on the league as a whole, that, like, that other coaches aren't that detailed. So that's just, like, it's something that I am a little passionate about. And that's not to take anything away from Kevin. I think Kevin's secret sauce or the thing that really separates him and has been the reason that they've had so much success through 3 years with him being the head coach here is just his, you know, the culture that he's built. And, like, that term gets thrown around all over the place, and I get it because it's hard. It's not tangible. But he and this staff and kind of just his program has established a belief and kind of an expectation and a standard that they are going to do things intentionally, that the process is going to be good, that they're not going to waste anybody's time, that there's going to be a why behind everything, that they're going to make decisions that are sensible and data-backed and just sharp and not you know, just made on a whim or out of emotion. And so I think, like, Kevin, they've done such a good job of sticking to that process for 3 years. And the players just believe in him. They view him as a great leader. They have, I mean, this is a great environment for families. And I just think, and agents rave constantly about what it is like to have clients playing here and for this organization. And I think a lot of that just starts with Kevin. So that's the secret sauce. We can talk about the play calling aspect and his ability to scheme up the passing game. And I could go on and on, but that is the separator for me of, As an actual leader and a developer of an organization, he has put a stamp that I think has made an impact for multiple years now.
Alec Lewis with us, guys, talking about the Vikings. And again, if you missed it earlier, Andrew Van Ginkle and Christian Darrisaw ruled out for Sunday night on NBC. All right, Brian Flores, we know he's kind of like a rush-happy guy. We're amping things up with our pass rush. So just more of the same, you figure from your aspect or your point of view, they're just going to throw a lot of crazy looks at Michael Penix Jr.?
Yeah, I mean, maybe from a blitz standpoint, it was interesting. Brian Flores earlier this week said, like, you know, Penix really gets the ball out fast, and that is something that shows up on film. Like, it looks like Michael Penix sees it pretty quickly. Like, obviously, I mean, you guys probably talk constantly about his ability to, you know, pass the ball vertically and push the ball. But it'll be very interesting to see how Flores approaches it. He's very game plan specific, and I wouldn't be surprised if on the back end Sunday night they are just trying to mix it to a level that they're just trying to keep Michael Penix and Zach Robinson from being able to get a bead on the types of coverages. And they have everything in the bag. It's man coverage, cover one, zone coverage, cover three, off coverage, quarters, match coverage quarters. One side they're playing cover two, on the other they're playing. I mean, and they mix it, and it's and guys are dropping from every which way. So we will see, and I'm very curious to see if Penix can sort through that on the fly. I go back to last year, C.J. Stroud comes in here week two, crowd's nuts, and there were a ton of pre-snap penalties for Houston, and Brian Flores just kind of ground C.J. Stroud down over the course of the game. And I wouldn't be shocked if that is the attempt on Sunday night, and we'll see if Michael Penix and this offense can handle it better than Houston did last year in week two.
Not having Addison wasn't as big of a deal last week. How is that affecting the offense?
Yeah, I mean, Jordan Addison had the best training camp of any offensive player on the roster. He is not a big guy, but his ability to run routes is just exceptional. It definitely hurts not having him. He takes coverage away from Justin Jefferson. But this offense, I mean, it's really freaking talented. They've got two great backs. Jordan Mason can run the football really, really well. Aaron Jones can be he can crush your linebackers in the pass game one-on-one. T.J. Hockenson can catch the ball and be a dynamic weapon against linebackers in one-on-one coverage. Adam Thielen's a reliable guy. Jalen Naylor can get vertical. And so for me, it's like as long as they can protect, and if the offensive line can generate a little bit of a push in the run game, this offense can be pretty difficult, even with J.J. McCarthy being as young as they can. Now, it'll be interesting if the Falcons can get J.J. McCarthy in this offense in third and long situations, and then Jeff Ulbrich and Raheem can dial it up where Billy Bowman's coming, or Caden Ellis, or Divine Diablo. Like, that can be scary for an offense. So really, for me, it's like, can the Vikings keep it out of third and seven on Sunday night? And if they can, they can probably move the ball.
Alec, before we cut you loose, one of the big stories we had this offseason was, how is Kirk Cousins going to be at camp? Is it going to be a sideshow? No distraction. He's been a good team player, no problem. But it was strange. He said he wasn't hurt, and then as soon as the season was over, he said, no, I was hurt. He was trying to basically improve his marketability for perhaps a trade. He may as yet be traded before the deadline in November. What was your take on Kirk Cousins and his time in Minnesota?
Yeah. I was wondering if you're going to ask. I only got 1 year with Kirk. It was the 2022 season, second to last year here in 2023. I guess I got a year and a half. He tore his Achilles in 2023.
Right.
I loved working with Kirk. He knows that. People around him know that. And I've stayed in touch with a lot of those people. And it's just been interesting from afar to see the way it's played out. I mean, obviously last year, some of the turnover stuff and just his antsiness in the pocket was odd. I mean, I had heard a little bit through the grapevine of some of the injury stuff, be it the shoulder or the ankle that, you know, obviously he dealt with the Achilles, but it sounded like the ankle was a pain. I'm not surprised that he didn't make noise this camp or anything like that. But from what I know, I mean, he threw the ball really well in camp. He feels really good. I think mentally he's been in a pretty good spot. So how everything shakes out to me is going to be interesting. I know people there probably feel a certain way, but I still think he can be effective in this league. And I also, I'll just say this, like from afar watching the film of this offense, they motioned 51 times in the game against the Bucks, and I don't understand a lot of those motions. It's like motioning from out wide to out wider, but you're not replacing, you're not really applying stress to the secondary. So I have questions about the infrastructure in that offense, and so that's just kind of probably where I'd leave you a little bit, just watching it from afar. And I think Michael Penix has a chance to be really, really good, but we'll see. We'll see if Penix stays healthy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And if they trade Kirk and if there's an opportunity that presents itself, I will be watching curious, probably right. Just like you guys.
Alec, it sounds like that's coming from somewhere. Alec, we appreciate you.
We love the guy until we didn't.
Well, here's the deal. I also think personnel has a lot to do with that. You can't stress a defense when you don't have guys run down the field like that. Right. The offense, I'm with you. We talked about a little bit of this with all the motions. Man, great stuff in giving us a behind-the-scenes look at the Vikings. Man, take care.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what people
why it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.